Marianne has savvy tips on keeping the boss happy, the things you say that make your boss think you're unreliable. This will be an interesting list. Marianne, we definitely want our bosses to think we're great, and we all want to keep our jobs, don't we?
Yes, Bob, I especially want you to keep your job.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Please work on that. You've had to learn over the years how to manage up, and by that I mean like knowing what to say to your boss, right?
Yeah, I've always been pretty good about getting along with colleagues, but managing the managers, so, you know, that's another issue. But hey, so far I've lasted in this job for almost 2 years, so maybe I'm doing something right. I think my record for holding a job is 7 years. That's the longest.
That was on our show Fox Thing in the Morning, right?
Yeah, and also on LS, you know, back in the 70s.
Well, I'm glad I brought a little stability to your life. but because I do worry about you in that way, for some unknown reason, mm-hmm. I've been scouring the internet to find out more about how you should talk to your boss. And then I found a few phrases that could make your boss think that you're unreliable. So please do not ever say any of these things around your boss, okay?
Okay, I'm ready to write these down. Go ahead.
Okay, and so the goal is that you don't appear unprofessional or uncaring or not a team player. That never happens, right?
Correct.
Okay, so the first one is, I am really struggling right now. Don't say that to your boss. Okay.
Don't admit it.
There's going to be a point always where your job is going to overwhelm you. But while you should be honest about your situation, remember that your boss wants a solution, not a problem.
Of course. Yeah. Even exactly. I know that.
Yeah. So what do you do instead? You say, can you help prioritize for me? How about that? Could you do that?
I'm writing it down.
Please. All right. Number two is, I already tried that. So this phrase gives the impression that you've already given up. So have a more positive and proactive attitude. And it's always going to go farther with management. Excuse me. So instead you can say, like, do you remember in the past when we attempted this, we had done these steps with no positive results? You know, and lay it out that way instead of just saying, I already tried that.
Mm-hmm. Can you do that one? Yes, I can. No problem there.
All right. The third one is, I'll get to that later. Now, you are actually famous in our house for saying that.
Like, I'm getting better at that. Haven't you noticed?
No. Well, actually, what I have noticed is that you always say, yes, I'll do it. But then you don't do it and because you mean to do it later. How about that?
Well, it's taken me a while to get to the point where I know to say immediately, yes, I'm on that. But now getting on that, that'll take a little more work.
Exactly. So it's important not to be vague. And instead, you can say, I plan on tackling that early next week. Does that work? Or tomorrow, or whenever it is, instead of I'll get to that at some point.
Mm-hmm. Don't procrastinate.
Okay. So never say, we should do it this way instead. Do you do that with your boss?
Well, I make suggestions. What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, if you say it that way, it makes it sound like your way is best and you're not open to alternatives.
Okay.
So that's not what the boss wants to hear. So instead, say, I'll give it a shot. How about that?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. The next one is, I don't see what the problem is. So maybe you don't, but your boss clearly does. So when you say that you can't see what the problem is, you come across as combative. So instead, you can say, I hear you. Can you clarify?
Oh, yeah. I don't say I don't see what the problem is because I always pretend to be smart.
Well, not if they're criticizing something you're doing. That's what... All right. So the next one is, it's not my fault.
Oh, well, you know,
that one?
That's bad in marriage and bad at work.
Exactly. So you don't want to pass the buck. Say just, I'll fix it instead. All right. The next one is, you let so-and-so do that. So like it or not, your boss decides who is best suited for what tasks, and they have the right to designate you know, that task, you know, however they see fit. So you're questioning their leadership if you say that.
So you're saying, don't say, hey, you let this person do that. Well, why not me? Yeah, you're just being a crybaby there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And instead you should say, well, what results, what outcomes, what behaviors do you need to see from me so that you can earn my trust so that I can do X? But honestly, Bob, I don't see you doing that one.
No, I don't. No. Give me one more. Give me one more.
I'll give you, okay, I have actually a couple more. Okay, forget about blaming anybody for anything. But one really bad thing to do when with your boss is to say nothing. You know, and managers don't want silence or a lack of contribution. They want people who are going to bring ideas to the table and speak up. So don't go around saying nothing. Instead, just say anything at all so that there's communication.
Yeah, I'll always start talking. Sometimes that's the problem, too. Talk too much. What's on Savvy Planet this week?
Okay, so remember what I made this week that was so delicious? It was the wild Alaskan cod with this amazing peach and pineapple sauce. It was really great. I came up with that because you went to the farmer's market and you brought back a bunch of delicious sweet peaches, and I didn't know what to do with them. So this sauce is so good. It's pretty healthy, too. And it was so good that I put it on the fish, and then I cooked more things with it. I just wanted to drink that sauce.
I never thought I liked cod. I always thought, well, cod, that's the McDonald's filet of fish. But this stuff was fantastic the way you prepared it.
Oh, yeah. Those peaches, that peach sauce, because it's a little bit hot and sweet and tangy. It's just, it's like a perfect sauce. So if you're a subscriber to savvy-planet.com, you'll get that in the mail on Tuesday. We send them out every Tuesday for free. So so sign up, savvy-planet.com.
I'll be spending the weekend studying the things you say that make your boss think you're unreliable. The not to do
list. And don't do them.
Don't do them. All right. Thank you, Marianne.